as hell. I mean, they don't preach, teach people about hell. They people dance around that. That's unpopular. But what happens is people don't have faith for those things. You have to have faith for the danger side, the dangerous things, just like you have faith for the blessings. God, out of all the things that he could have done to shut down evil, hell is what he came up with. And he always comes up with the best option. He had many choices, but what he finally chose, that's the best option. And and people say, well, how could God love us and then make hell? That's from a standpoint of a person who's just getting started. Mm-hmm. If you study what happened in Genesis, God told Adam, the day you eat of this tree, you should surely die. Well, Adam died that day. Now, Peter reveals that a day to God is 1,000 years. Adam died at the age of 930 years. And look what happened to his generation. By the time Moses came about, they were thinking only evil continually. Man couldn't be trusted to live that long because the enemy would consume them. Their heart got so hard, they only thought about evil continually.
And he lived less than a day.
Yeah, he lived less than a day. He never lived, nobody lived 1,000 years. Because if Adam can't live 1,000 years, nobody born in his lineage can live that long.
Methuselah came close, but that was it.
Yeah.
He, no cigar.
And he didn't make a day. And you know, we always taught it where he died spiritually. He did. But he also died physically that same day.
Mm-hmm. Sin is insidious death. Mm-hmm. Disease is its process. It kills you.
Well, see, that sounds like a long time to us, but it's only one day to God.
Yeah.
That's what got me. You know, 1,000 years is one day, and nobody's lived past one day to God.
Mm-mm. But see, to me,
because of sin,
as you get to know God and his personality, the heaven hell there is his ultimate love for us. Mm-hmm. Because he wanted us to be so high that we could choose. We have the angels couldn't choose. Mm-hmm. They couldn't make mistakes when they were gone. They stay with him fine. But he gives it and he keeps working with us. So it shows the ultimate love of God. Because he places in everybody a desire and a knowing that there's a God. But he loves us so much and wants us to fellowship and love him so much and have that love that he actually lets us choose to go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
God sends no one to hell. Mm-hmm. We choose to
people
they didn't make it for us.
They love the world.
No,
it was not made for us.
Mm-hmm. See, whatever you do, it's because of the spirit you are.
Yes.
If you operate according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, like Ray was teaching this morning, that's the spirit you are. If you do what Jesus is telling you to do, that's the spirit you are. But if a lying spirit is influencing you and you act on it, that's the spirit you are. Mm-hmm. You remember God asked the angels out there, he said, who will go and be a lying spirit in the mouth of Ahab's prophets? And one of them said, I will go. He was a lying spirit. And he got into prophets, his false prophets, and lied to them. They were lying spirits. Well, when we follow God, we're an extension of him.
Amen. That's good.
If we follow the enemy, we're an extension of him.
Mm-hmm.
If compromise, if it's a spirit of compromise, that's what we're doing. But if we follow the Lord, we're an extension of him.
Well, so, something you said about you obey God. I'm reading a book by Joyce Meyer, Heart of How, it's like 250 pages, 300 pages. So there's a lot in there on how to hear from God. That's the second thing that's most important to hear from God is obedience.
Yeah.
That's how you hear very close is by obedience.
You learn more from
God.
Mm-hmm. You learn more from God as you obey him. One of the things I learned about
you hear.
Yeah. I was considering why hell, I knew it was a good reason. We are made in God's image, and we're all going to grow one way or another.
Yes.
If you die, if your body didn't die, you would change, you would forever grow one way or another.
Well, if we live forever with all the disease and sin in this world, could you imagine how much pain we would be in?
Yeah. It'd be bad.
As you get older, you can feel different things naturally in your body. Mm-hmm. So if you never died, if that was mercy.
Yeah.
Allows to die.
The body dies, but the spirit cannot. Mm-hmm. It cannot ever go back to not existing. Yes. No such thing as soul sleep. You will be alert. You'll be more alert than you are now.
Most definitely.
The body kind of slows us down.
Because it'll be born again in heaven. That's why we regenerated. Your body will still,
everybody that.
But your soul will be saved when you get in heaven. Your spirit's saved now.
Yeah.
When you go to heaven, you'll have a complete perfect soul. You're not going to have emotions. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And people, it's like when people are out of the body, their faculties are enhanced. You're going to grow. If you're of God, you're going to grow in Him.
Yes, amen.
Those who are of Satan, they're going to grow in Him. In our lifetime, a man can get 3 or 4 degrees, you know, if he wants. Some people get more than that. And they can become professional people. You can become a doctor in, 8 years? You can become a lawyer in 5 or 6, you know. That's a short amount of time. All right, let's say you're going to live another 100 years. How many degrees you could have? Another 100 years, 300 years. That's you have the potential to learn much.
And, all right. And think about how many times your opinions on things will change.
Yeah.
In that thought process.
And if you're growing in the Lord, you're going to forever grow.
Oh, yeah, we'll never be too full of Him. The Holy Spirit knows everything.
Yeah. But those that love the world, their heart will get harder and harder and harder.
More wicked.
Against God. So God had to put that kind of evil somewhere. We start off, you know, a person under 100 years old in most cases. Some people live a little longer. And when they go to hell, they are there, but without the penalty of hell, it would just be off the charts.
That's why he put the law, because man was so wicked. Think at the beginning, he didn't kill Cain. Mm-hmm. He protected him, really. And over the years, you didn't have that harsh judgment.
Mm-hmm.
But he got so wicked, God had to stop it some way, so he gave the law. You pick up sticks on the Sabbath day, mm-hmm. Saturday. You get stoned today. He just had to show them. He had to set a standard to stop that sin.
Mm-hmm.
But look at the heart of God to begin with. He didn't kill Cain.
No,
he took care of him. He put that spot on to keep him from killing him.
Yeah, Cain didn't know the depth of what he was doing.
Yeah.
And God loves man. You know, he loves us and he's for us. But we have to choose his love. We have to choose his way.
Yes.
When preachers don't preach the whole gospel and they dance around part of God's word, the people won't have faith in those areas and the enemy will hinder them there.
I'm thinking, many Baptists don't believe this way, but I got the impression. It's like, well, God's the healer, but he might want you sick or you're going to die from that because he put it on you. He allowed it.
Yeah,
that disease was from him.
They got those doctrines from
him. See, that's just because it makes... They look to man because that's what they're seeing.
Yeah.
I don't care if nobody ever got healed. God's word says he heals.
That's right.
That's absolutely true. But that's like putting a coating over it to make people feel good.
Well, somewhere along the centuries, that was a counterattack. You know, Jesus said there would be some would give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils.
Mm-hmm.
In the seminaries, they taught people wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to undo it unless you draw near to the Lord and follow Him.
In other words, they put that above the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Remember, everything sounds good when you don't know any better. Everything sounds good from a certain point of view. And then when they put a doctrine with it, and the people you look up to said it, and then you don't question it.
That's why a lot of people get caught up in occults.
Yeah, they same thing. It's just
a little bit of scripture with it to
just
me, you know.
Jesus said, ask, seek, and knock.
Yes.
When things ain't moving along, I don't just take no for an answer. I said, I'm missing something. I ask questions. And the Lord, he'll show you things you may not have seen.
Yeah.
He'll answer every question you have, you give him to.
Yeah.
He's always done it for me.
Ray revealed scriptures I just read over and never caught it.
Yeah.
Today.
Today.
Today. Right, come on.
Yeah.
That I see now up. Why, you know why Jesus said the ruler of this world has nothing in me?
Right.
It's because he didn't do the works of Satan.
He had no authority over him because he didn't allow it.
He didn't do the works of Satan. Because that's what that whole chapter is about. Mm-hmm. Is how you know the Father's in me is because of the works that I do.
Mm-hmm.
If I didn't do the works, then I could just talk all day long.
Yeah.
And but you know, also, that's what Satan is. You know, we're born again. We're sealed by the Holy Spirit. We're His own. We're His children. But if we give ourselves, our soulish self, and our to Satan, we allow Satan to come in and have control of all of our
And then you do His works.
We're still sealed with God and the Holy Spirit. We're going to heaven. Mm-hmm. Jesus had nothing, no fault, no action, or anything. That shows you how important living holiness is. Not for our salvation, because we're sealed. Mm-hmm. But for our walk here on earth and our safety and developing and doing God's work, because that's why one of the last things the church is going to do is have a revival of holiness. Because when that holiness comes and Satan has no work in us, think about God flowing out of us.
Listen to this. This is John chapter 3, verse 17. Now we know that He gave His only begotten Son, whosoever believes on Him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. That's God's intention.
Yes.
He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned now, already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. But verse 19 is what I want to get to. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than the light, or more than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. So you have two things going. People are rejecting the light because they love darkness. That's why when they see you coming, they leave. If you talk about the love of God, they got something to do. This is why. The thoughts of the world is opposite to the thoughts of God. Some people want to be angry. Some people want to be in strife. And they're holding on to it like a dog with a T-bone steak. They won't let it go. They don't want their darkness exposed. See, when you fill your heart with the word, speak the word, and do the word, in your presence they see what's wrong. And some people don't want correction. They love this word. You don't, but some people do. But when preachers preach the word of God, people live better. They live different. They live with they have a fear of the Lord. When preachers that teach about hell and why it exists and what it's for and how not to go, and they teach Galatians 5, people are more stable. They don't look over the fence. And instead of looking over the fence, they start looking at the love of God. But people who dance around it, they're losing their fear of God. They're making Jesus in the image that they want to. Mm-hmm. And the world has a hold on them. And their love for God is dying. And their love for the world is increasing. That's why God said He's going to bind them in bundles to be burned. They're going to find solace among their own groups. And it goes right back to why Jesus said that healing is for the Jews first and also to the Gentiles. God builds on the foundation. When people preach Jesus the wrong way, they're persuasive. And they're teaching people wrong, and then it's harder for people to get out of that lock. Just like it was hard for all these wonderful preachers, men of God, that teach that God will heal you sometime if it's His will. Right. And the Word of God reveals His will. Mm-hmm. there was nobody that came to Jesus for healing that he couldn't heal.
Except he only in his own hometown because of their unbelief. Mm-hmm. And then he healed a few folks who might have helped.
Yeah, and Pastor said he came back and taught him, and then
yeah,
healed.
And then he had a big revival.
Yeah. So
but it wasn't Jesus, was it? He was healing them. It's just they didn't want to receive it.
They couldn't receive it. You have to receive it. Now watch this. This is something that really has been on my mind in recent days because the Lord said his return is soon. And Urban Baxter did a YouTube video. It was real interesting. I know I didn't see it this way till I saw that. This is Matthew chapter 24, verse 21. I started 20. It's really 22, but for clarity, I'll read 21 too. He said, "For then shall the great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened." The Lord had to shorten the days because of the growing deception. Now, how he did it, I don't know. But John revealed that the sun, the stars, and the moon will only shine for a third part. Now, it's a 24-hour day divided by three. That's eight. And according to what Urban Baxter said, instead, the day, it still has 24 hours, but the time is faster. And he said that's why the years go by so fast. And it seems like just yesterday, it was, not long ago, it was still cold.
This is August.
This is August.
Mm-hmm. August. We're going to be saying Christmas.
What's the Christmas? Weeks fly by.
Yeah, I remember I just opened the swimming pool. Now it's almost time to close. Now, look at the mercy of God. If what he said is true, and I believe that he's right, but the rate that we receive information and process it, the Lord sped time up, but not our rate of perception. And Urban Baxter had a question. He said, well, if God sped up time, man wouldn't be able to run the mile in 4 minutes anymore. But a physicist said, yes, he can, because everything sped up except our ability to receive and process information. We're still operating on a 24-hour cycle, but everything else, the way we move, the way we sleep, the way we work, everything we do physically.
The way we travel.
It's like 8 hours instead of 24. Because he had to shorten the days. That was his answer. He shortened the days. I don't know how he does stuff like this. This is spiritual. I'm not a physicist. I'm just going by what he shortened the days.
The physicists can't even tell. The physicists, 90% of everything they got is theoretical.
I'm nowhere close to being a scientist. The only way I can relate to science is because I'm a mechanic. But God can do anything. And this is what out of all the things he could have done, the rate of deception is running faster than people's love for God.
Yes, sir.
And that's the problem. He said, except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved.
But that's going to be an acceleration in the spirit, really.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's going to be an acceleration there, people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason I said, he's coming soon. Get your expectors.
It's actually been going, but now it's getting faster.
Yeah.
It's been going, but now it's just like it's at hyperspeed.
Yeah.
But the world has lost their fear of God.
Just think about
it. The church has lost their fear of God in some ways, too.
Let me think. Just think about the internet. Just think about, that's speeding up the time. We can get things out faster.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's an acceleration in the spirit.
The internet's been out for almost 30 years now. Almost 30 years, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
But it's keep improving.
Yeah, continuously.
It keep improving.
Continuously. Yes, ma'am.
It keep reaching.
You know, it's
reaching the foreign countries now, like,
you know,
out in the Congo, they got cell phone where they can go out there and videotape everything, send it right then to any part of the world.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it's actually, they're fixing to bring it out. It's actually so fast now that we don't have it yet, but it's coming. Been about a year or two. It's so fast now that they can send holograms across the internet at real-time speed. I'm talking down to second holograms. Research holograms.
So it's an acceleration in the spirit. God is, when you say God is doing a quick work, he's really doing a quick work. It's an acceleration in the spirit realm.
When Brother Horton did that lesson about the rich young ruler, back in April 12th of 2015, I saw things like if you take something and give it to the Lord, he'll bless you and give it back to you. I saw the Lord doing that with information. If I put it in his hands, he'll use it. And then he gave me the website assigned. I saw, you know, and the Lord's been working with this. Remember when Pastor said he's going to give you three doors to walk through? It don't matter which one you walk through.
Right.
Well, I chose the one that will win more souls. Then the next year, he said, think big. And so I, instead of thinking hundreds or thousands, I thought millions or billions. You have to, if you listen to the prophet, you prosper. Pastor's also a prophet. I believe he's a prophet then, a pastor, but every year he give us a word of prophecy. And if you grab a hold of it and receive it, God is working with this thing.
Amen.
Right.
We can just look at the New Testament church, the beginning. Now we're on the end part. But just think about the beginning part. It seemed like them boys, when they were hiding out, you know, scared of the Jews and stuff like that, seemed like they were going to get nothing done. They get the Holy Spirit, get out there, get 5,000 saved, 3,000 saved, and just one sermon. How would you like to preach one sermon, Ray, and get that many people to come to Lord? That was an acceleration in the spirit. It was working really fast. It was working so fast, Peter didn't have time to lay hands on everybody, and his shadow.
Yes, amen.
Those things are acceleration in this. It really was speeding them boys up. I mean,
and that came after they were in one accord.
When the Holy Spirit was poured out,
because it's the Holy Ghost that draws.
That one accord was very important.
Now Ryan Harbunke, he'll have a million people come to salvation in one night.
Yeah,
sure.
What an anointing!
And they got a whole city to come, and one teaching. So the whole city that was a bad city. They were full of witchcraft. They burned all their witchcraft books, and even the man that was head of it said, hey, can I buy this? This is amazing.
Yes. Good Lord.
And now, if he had said it in this time, they probably would have said, we'll sell it. But them boys were so full of the Holy Ghost. What did they say? Man, you better pray to the Lord. You're going to get killed right now. I'm talking about buying this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but if he had to, you know, get with this generation, we can sell it. Now you can have this much for this much, you know. But not them.
Jesus said,
you better pray to God that you don't die right now, man, asking something like that.
Jesus said that you can't serve God and money.
That's right.
Jesus help us.
As I follow the Lord, I'm gonna close with this. The Lord would give me instructions, and I would do it, and it put me in a position to see things from His perspective. What I saw wasn't pretty. I saw people rejecting things that they should have been embracing, and few people embrace what the Lord gave me about following Him, walking in love. And I said, I began to realize that we're in trouble. Now, this is back in the early 90s. But those who follow God, they won't miss out. God cannot, He will not build on a weak foundation. That's why it's been prophesied that people that nobody knows will start this move of God. I come on the radio at 9, they're going to change the time format, but 2 weeks ago, a guy came on the radio and prophesied what the Lord was telling me in my bed, in my prayer room, that the Lord was doing a mighty move through no-name people. Perry Stone said it. The internet was going in and out, and the part of his message I heard was the same thing the Lord had been telling me. And he was preaching at Step by Step Faith Church. And I said, this is happening now. Got people that are not known, God is doing a mighty work.
Amen.
And he can take this internet and take it across the world. WJLD streams live. I don't know how many millions of people possibly heard that message. But you have to look at what God can do with you. Don't doubt him. He can. This everything we said in this room goes global tomorrow. My internet's too weak. I have to take my computer to work and put it on there. So it'll be up there tomorrow if the Lord tarries.
So we got to come out of this. Yeah. We got to close out.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. Help us to follow you in every way, in every capacity. Help us to do all that's in your heart without limit. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. And you know, like I was saying, it was a celebration of time. Those folks were from every country. I mean, they evangelized every country. All countries were there. They took it back, what they heard, what they got to their countries. I mean, only God knows how to spread things really fast.
Yep.
A celebration in the spirit, people. He invented it for the gospel, but he can't misuse some, but honey, it don't come into the kingdom of life.
God is motivated.
Amen.